and welcome to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Circle Podiatry, and it's my aim to raise your awareness of just how important your feet are, to give you the solutions to your foot and leg problems, and to teach you how to prevent future problems. So grab a cuppa, relax, sit back and put your feet up and enjoy learning about the one part of your body that often gets forgotten. That's right, it's your feet. Hello and welcome once again to the Foot Health Show. My name is Peter Alton and I am presenting the show this week. Many of you have noticed that I have been somewhat absent recently. There's been quite a few times where I have let my co-presenter take over running the show. And you might, if you've been very observant, you might have even noticed in the intro this week that there is only my voice in the intro. And that is not because Jonathan has fallen out with me. It's not because he's fed up with me leaving him to do some of the shows. We had an agreement where he would do the last three shows. And unfortunately, going forwards, he has had another opportunity come up, which means that he will not be presenting here on UK Health Radio. I may get him back as a guest occasionally. We have parted on very good terms. There's no hard feeling whatsoever. And I wish him all the best with his plans for the future, which are really exciting within our profession. He's going to be doing a lot of educating of podiatrists going forward, which is going to be a great help to the podiatrist that he's going to be educating, but also, of course, to you, the general public, who will be seen by those podiatrists that he will be educating. So thank you, Jonathan, for all that you have done, and I wish you and your family all the success in the future. Many, many blessings. So sorry, listeners, I'm afraid you've got to put up with my voice. Not my singing, and I'm certainly not as musical as Jonathan was with his instruments that he plays sometimes on the show. But anyway, it's that lovely, amazing, fantastic time of the year again. It's Christmas time, and I hope you're all excited and you got your lights up. I put my lights up in the garden today. We put some in the back garden and some in the front garden. Went to switch them on, and of course the back ones didn't work. So I've got to go through the whole palaver now of trying to get another set bought in, just so we can light up the garden. It's in fact, it's the first year we've actually done it, and to see my wife's face when she saw the lights in the front garden, it's worth every penny and every bit of effort, every bit of getting cold. Talking of cold, my car broke down this week, and I was stuck waiting for the recovery company for 8 hours. Then gave up and managed to get a train home and go out again in the morning. But I was stuck, icy cold. Oh my goodness! But it really made me feel for those people who are not as fortunate as many of us are, who maybe haven't got anywhere to go and get warm. So I'm appreciative for what I do have, and my car's fixed now as well, so that's good. But anyway, Christmas time, amazing time of year, and this show is going to be all about some of the things that you can do to have amazing feet, and we've themed it as the 12 days of Christmas, so there's going to be 12 different topics to do with your feet that can help you have good foot health. Hope you enjoy it, and I look forward to hearing from some of you with some of the things that you've changed in your life regarding your feet as a result of today's show. I hope you are really, really looking forward to the Christmas break. Those of you that are celebrating, hope it all goes really well, that everything you manage to buy everything, you don't miss anything out. What's it all about though? Hey, the stress of Christmas time, you know, making sure that you've got everything, making sure you've got everything to suit everyone's needs, making sure that you can
enjoy the company of those loved ones. And from speaking to some of the people that I do, I know that some of you will be enduring your so-called loved ones being with you at that time. We are all different, of course, so therefore there can be some differences of opinion. Thankfully, my family get on pretty well most of the time. Got to be careful what I say, because some of them, of course, will be listening to this, no doubt, checking up what I am saying. But anyway, I thought that what I would do this show, we've got a few songs for you, okay? So enjoy those. The more songs, the less I have to speak, of course. And we're going to go through some tips, some what to look for and what to do tips. And I thought, well, it's appropriately or not, as the case might be, let's make 12 tips for the 12 days of Christmas, okay? So these are going to be 12 things that you can look out for and what to do if you see them. Now, of course, we're going to be whizzing through fairly quickly. I'm not going to be able to go in much depth. Some of the topics will have been looked at in more depth in the past, but I hope that these 12 things are really going to allow you to take a look at your feet and to double check whether you've got any of them and to enter the new year really knowing that you've got good foot health, or contrary to that, of course, maybe knowing that you've got a foot health problem, in which case you can start the new year knowing what to do about it. Okay, so I want you to get off to a very strong footing this coming year to really have a fantastic year for foot health. Maybe it's the first time you've ever given it any thought. Maybe this is the first show you've ever listened to. Maybe you've listened to some of the shows, but you've not done anything about anything that you've heard. Maybe anything that we've talked about in the previous shows hasn't actually related to you, but perhaps one of these 12 days of Christmas tips may be relevant to you and appropriate for you to take action. And that, of course, is critical. It's not no good just listening to what the problems are. It's all about taking the appropriate action and taking it at the right time. No point waiting to say, oh, I'll do it later in life, when actually there may be some irreparable damage, some problems which will have developed as a result of it. So let's kick off then with the first three of my 12 day of Christmas tips. Oh, and by the way, I'm not going to sing it. I haven't turned it into a song. Anyway, let's get on with these tips for you, okay? So the 12 days of Christmas foot tips, what to look out for and what to do. And the first one, I'm going to do it in no really particular order. The order they came to my head, and I guess that's probably the order in which we see it with frequency in the clinic. So the first one we're going to hit off with is thick nails, okay? What are thick nails about? Well, first of all, for this, I want you to take your shoes off and socks off and have a look at those feet. If you've got a loved one, a partner, look at their feet, because you can get closer to them and can see more closely what's going on. Quite often, nails, when you look at them yourself from on top, can look quite normal. But actually, if you look at them end on, you can see that they're getting thickened, and sometimes they're getting ridges on them. Sometimes they're discolored. And sometimes they can grow really, really thick. So I want you to have a look. I want you to take your shoes off. I want you to have a look, or get your loved one to have a look, and try, if you can, get your leg up so you can have a look at your foot, sort of look at the toes end on. If not, you can look in a mirror maybe and just have a look and see how thick those toenails are. If they're very thickened, then really what you should be doing about it is getting seen by a podiatrist and getting them thinned down. And we use an electric file, a drill with a grinding tool on it, which grinds them down. Usually it's totally painless, and it gets the thickness down so that there's, well, number one, there's more room in your shoe. Number two, the actual nail itself won't be likely to cause a problem, because when it's thick, the pressure from the shoe can actually cause damage under the nail. So you can get corns growing under the nail, calluses around the side, but you can actually get something more serious as well. You can get an ulcer form. The pressure builds up and the skin underneath the nail bed actually dies, and you get an ulcer under there. And sometimes that's what we find. When people have left it too long, we grind that nail down and it's all soggy underneath. And that can be really, really important, particularly if you have diabetes. So if you've got nails, if you're looking at them there and they look thickened, if they've got ridges on them, go and see your podiatrist. Find out what it's all about. Find out why it is there. One of the topics later on will be looking at fungal nails, and that's one reason that things can be thick. But there's numerous other reasons as well. That's day number one.
We're going to take a quick break from the show now, so please don't go away. It's just time for our station sponsors to share a message about their product. Please hang on, and we'll be back in just a minute to continue the show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
That was an ad from our station sponsors. You've been listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. So thank you for listening, and let's continue with the show.
Day number two coming up. Here we go. Let's talk about probably the second most common thing, or maybe even, it's probably first equal actually, and that is hard skin, otherwise called callus. Have you got any hard skin on your feet? It's amazing how many people don't realize that they've got hard skin on their feet. They just think it's normal. And yet, actually, if you've got calluses on your feet, you can have them on your toes, you can have them under the foot, you can have them on the heel. Hands up, those of you that have actually seen on the beach, on the train maybe in the summer with sandals, ladies particularly because they're wearing the sandals, you might see heels with big gaping cracks in them. Horrible, ugly, and dangerous. And I want you just to check your feet. Are they drying out too much? Have you got areas of hard skin? If you've got patterns of hard skin where they're just over certain areas, that's a sign that those areas have got high pressure and maybe too much friction in that area. And that could well be becoming because of the way your foot is working. The problem is when you've got a lump of hard skin, the skin is not supple anymore. And it starts to move as a whole lump, and that can cause all sorts of problems. It can also lead, if it's left, later on to a corn developing in that area. If the pressure is allowed to build up even further, it can bleed into that corn, and it can even create an ulcer, a wound under that hard skin. So if you've got areas of hard skin, you can do some stuff yourself. Quite often, if it's bad enough, you need to go and see a podiatrist, get it thinned down with a scalpel. But maybe you haven't got much. Maybe you can actually do it yourself. Maybe you can do it with a foot file. You can get a foot file and just file it. We don't recommend that you get hold of a electric drill and drill it down like we necessarily would. But certainly using a foot file, an emery board, or even for the heels, quite often I recommend men just a medium-grade sandpaper. Just rubbing it around the heel there can make all the difference. And then applying a good emollient cream. So that's day two. Day three follows on from there quite well, actually. It's corns. Corns. What are corns? Well, corns are, as I just mentioned earlier, in the hard skin area. It's areas of hard skin where pressure is built up and the skin indents inwards. So when we're dealing with it, you can cut the layer of dead skin away, and then there's this little central core which has to be cut around and taken out. That, again, can build up into different types of corns. You can get an ordinary corn, which has just come, the hard skin building up, and then over time it can develop if it's a left and blood vessels come into it. That's very messy for us to work with. And then it can develop one where you get nerves involved in it. That's not just messy, but that's also extremely painful for you, for us to work on. So corns, tackle them early. Don't let them develop into something as bad as that. You can get corns on your toes. You can get corns under your feet. Most people we see are surprised, actually, that you can get them under your feet. They just think it's on the toes. You can also get corns in between the toes, and because they tend to be a bit soggy in between the toes, they're often called soft corns. So what can you do? Well, with corns, you really do need to see a professional about it. I don't recommend getting these things you can buy in the chemist, corn plasters. Corn plasters have acid in them. Acid has got no brains, we say. It doesn't know what it's burning. It will burn into good flesh as well as the bad hard skin. So don't use it, particularly if you have diabetes. The number of people I've seen, even who haven't got diabetes, who have developed a serious problem with an infection, with a sore toe, because the acid has burnt the wrong flesh. So avoid that. Go and see a podiatrist and get it done professionally and get some advice on preventing it coming back. So that's the first 3 days of the 12 days of Christmas foot tips. And we're going to listen to a song now. The song is by Brian Adams and it's called Christmas Time. Hope you enjoy it.
We waited all through the year for the day. In harmony, you know the time will come. Peace on earth for everyone, and we can live forever in a world where we are free. Let it shine for you and Christmas time, something about Christmas time that makes you wish it was Christmas every day. See the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile, says that Christmas will never go away. We're all black or white, 'cause we can sing together in harmony. I know it's not too late. The world will be a better place.
Christmas.
That was Brian Adams and Christmas Time. You're listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, and we are looking at the 12 days of Christmas foot tips. And number four, day number four, ingrown toenails. Ingrown toenails can be the bane of your life. They really can cause you a lot of unnecessary pain. They're pretty simple to sort out. Quite often, they can be sorted out with conservative treatment, where we literally just snip away the little spike that may have been left by your bad toenail cutting. Or occasionally, if things have been going on and coming back, then we might decide to do some surgery on it, which is fairly minor, really, but it's surgery to permanently remove a section of the nail, or in some cases, the whole nail. Ingrown nails, you can either have a spike that has come often by poor nail cutting, or sometimes you can have a nail which is actually shaped inappropriately, so it's curled. So if you look at it end on, you can see how the edges of a nail are curled in. And that can often become quite a problem, and often chronically. So with time, it gets worse and worse. Sometimes with hard skin going down the side and corns going down the side of the nail, sometimes the nail is actually penetrating the flesh, and it can be pretty horrible. So certainly something worth looking into, and possibly even getting an operation done on it in a manner to try and prevent more serious problems later on, particularly if you are at risk of developing diabetes. Something to consider. Next one, day number five we're on now, heel pain. Heel pain is a huge topic. I can only scratch the surface here. There's a whole number of reasons that heel pain can come, and that is why it is so important to get a professional to see it. It could be something very, very minor, could be something very serious, could be something which can be simply resolved or much more complicated to resolve. And it's usually best to get it checked out early on rather than letting it become more chronic. We often see people who have got what we call the recalcitrant pain, which is it's a problem which has really just been there for a long, long time, and it's really resistant to pretty much all treatments. So there's lots of different types, as I say, and there's lots of different treatment regimes depending on what type. It's probably the most common, which you may have heard of, is plantar fasciitis. And that can very often be dealt with quite easily with insoles to change the way your foot is working, change the way the foot is perhaps collapsing when you're walking. Perhaps it's the way that it is twisting as you're walking. But quite often, we can help you with insoles, which will make all the difference. You don't need necessarily to go and have steroid injections. In extreme cases, even people have surgery for plantar fasciitis. So get heel pain checked out by your podiatrist to make sure what type it is and what the best treatment regime is. Moving on to day number six, athlete's foot. What is athlete's foot? Well, athlete's foot, many of you will know, is a fungal infection of the foot, of the skin. And I want you to have a look at your feet now and see if you've got any, because it isn't always recognizable straight away. You may not notice it, and yet it's getting a grip. And once it's got a grip, it's harder to get rid of. And there are different ways of it presenting. So quite commonly, you can get itchiness between the toes. But if you have a look, and if it's very macerated between your toes, if the skin's going white in between your toes, if it's splitting a little bit there, maybe there's a bit of inflammation around there, then it's likely to be athlete's foot in there. Maybe you're getting little blisters, little red areas and blisters and skin flaking on your soles of your feet. And sometimes this can be in what we call a moccasin appearance. So a little bit like a moccasin shoe, where the shoe would be touching you, quite often you can get that area all infected with fungus. Sometimes it can all be on one foot, sometimes on both feet, often very itchy, and quite often a bit of a smell with it as well. So get it seen too quickly. Good foot hygiene is really, really important though. So make sure you dry your feet properly. Fungus loves damp, dark warmth, which is in your shoes. Make sure your feet can breathe properly, change your socks regularly, maybe use some surgical spirit on it, maybe get a proprietary over-the-counter remedy as well, some cream or spray from the chemist, which is for athlete's foot, and give that a try. But if in doubt, of course, go and see a podiatrist, get a correct diagnosis. It could be other things. It could be eczema. It could be psoriasis. It could be a number of things. Get it seen to. And that is day number six done with. We're going to listen to another song now. As I said, I'm going to play a few songs this one because it's Christmas time and we want to have fun. So the next song is by The Pogues and it is called Fairy Tale of New York. Hope you enjoy it.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir are still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
That was The Pogues and Fairy Tale of New York. I hope you enjoyed the jolly tune. It's not exactly the heart of Christmas, but anyway, it's a good, good tune. And we're moving on now to day number 7 on the 12 Days of Christmas foot tips that I'm going through with you. And number 7 is neuropathy. Neuropathy is a loss of sensation in your feet. That's the one we're going to be focusing on. Other factors can be present as well, such as loss of sweating, your feet dry out more, but sensation is probably the one that people think of most of all. And you may not be aware of how well you can sense your feet. So I told you earlier on to have your feet out, and I want you to have, if you've got somebody there with you, to shut your eyes and then just gently, with their fingertip, touch different parts of your feet and get you to tell them every time you're touching and which foot it is. And that can give an indication of whether or not you can sense a light touch like that. A more important test, which can't really be done DIY for obvious reasons, is sharpness sensation. There is a device you can buy called MediPin, which is designed for diabetes, for diabetic toe tests. And it's really, really helpful because you can do the same thing again, eyes shut, somebody else touches you with the sharp end of this thing, and you can sense whether or not it senses sharpness or not. And you, there's no danger there of you penetrating your skin, which there could be with other sharp objects. So it's worth doing that because neuropathy can be a sign of much more serious things. And of course, it's important to know whether you can sense your feet, particularly if you have diabetes. If you find that you've got loss of sensation, of course, go and see a podiatrist. And if you're not sure or you want the test done properly, then every podiatrist, the first time they see you, should be testing you for this sort of thing.
We're going to take a quick break from the show now, so please don't go away. It's just time for our station sponsors to share a message about their product. Please hang on, and we'll be back in just a minute to continue the show.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer. Part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That was an ad from our station sponsors. You've been listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. So thank you for listening, and let's continue with the show.
Number 8, circulation. Well, circulation is a big topic. There's pulses that you can test. We've done that in previous shows. You can just feel under the ankle bone, just behind it on the inside edge of your foot, you'll probably be able to feel a pulse there. But I'm not going to focus on that too much. I want to focus on the fill-in time of the colour coming back into your toe. So what you do is you squeeze your big toe and your little toe and see how long it takes for the flesh to regain its colour. And it should take, ideally, about 3 seconds. Some people will be quicker, some people a little slower, but actually if it's much slower, that's not good. If you've got a temperature thermometer, infrared thermometer, you can do that as well to see how much difference there is between your leg and your foot, and that can give an indication of there being maybe an issue if it's too big a gap. About 10 degrees centigrade is the maximum you would want there, with it not being much less than 20 degrees centigrade on the toe. In my experience as a podiatrist, that's what we find. So that is day number 8. Day number 9, and I'm whizzing on fairly quickly here because we've got a lot to cover. Fungal toenails. Have a look at those toenails again. We looked at them earlier to see if they were thickened. Well, they don't have to be thickened to have fungus on them. They could be discolored white. They could be discolored yellow. They could be crumbling. That's a sign of fungus. And of course, fungus in the nails isn't good. It's not very easy to get rid of if it's allowed to get established. So if you've got little bits of discolor, go and get them checked out by a podiatrist, see if it is fungus, and then you can tackle it early. If it's gotten bad, and a lot of people let it get bad because they're ashamed to go or they're embarrassed to go, if it has got bad, then definitely go and see your podiatrist, see whether it's too late to do anything over the counter or whether you need to have something more serious to treat it. But fungal nails certainly should be checked out and should be dealt with as soon as you can. That is the end of day number 9. And we're now going to listen to another song. And this song I've chosen to put in the heart of the show, right in the middle here, because it is all about the heart of Christmas. It's by Cliff Richard, and the song is called Saviour's Day. I hope you enjoy it.
Raise all your glasses.
That was Saviour's Day by Cliff Richard. Hope you enjoyed it. You're listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. We're moving on now straight away with the next 3 days, the last 3 days of Christmas, top foot tips that I'm giving you. And first of all, day number 10 is Varuki. Again, have a look at your feet. What does Varuki look like? Well, Varuki look like little areas, circular areas, not necessarily circular actually, but they start off circular, but then they can become a little bit mosaic, a little bit uneven. And it's something which I would encourage you to get checked out because they can spread. They're a viral infection like a wart. But also because sometimes you can think something's a verruca, and in actual fact, it can be something a lot more significant. Sometimes verrucas get little black spots in them because of blood vessels, but also you can get other things much more serious. I don't want to scare people, but I think it's important that you get things checked out because you can get things like melanomas on your feet as well. Really, really important that you get your feet checked. Make sure you get a proper diagnosis before you start messing around with things on your feet. You've got to make sure that you're treating the right thing. So go and get Varuki checked out rather than just getting an over-counter treatment. Make sure somebody, professional podiatrist, is looking at them and confirming it is a verruca. The next one is a neuroma. Now, a neuroma is something which is not that easy for you to necessarily see. It's pretty much impossible to see, but you certainly can feel it. And the most common place for a neuroma to come is in between either the second and third metatarsals or the third and fourth metatarsals, sometimes the fourth and fifth metatarsals. If you don't know what the metatarsals are, then go back and look at one of my shows on foot structure in the past where we talked about the bones of the feet. They're basically the bones that join onto the toes. And what happens is the nerves in between those metatarsals get aggravated, get pressure on them, get enlarged, inflamed, and you end up getting a foot which is very painful in the forefoot there, often with shooting pains, often with pins and needles in your toes, often with numbness. Now, one of the tests you can do, if you've been experiencing that sort of thing, one of the tests you can do is to literally squeeze your forefoot whilst putting some pressure between those metatarsals. And if you suddenly get exaggerated sensations, then it probably is going to be a neuroma. Again, the best thing for you to do, first of all, is to make sure you're wearing wide enough shoes so you're not compressing the foot. Secondly, go and get a podiatrist to see what they can do. We can often do some simple things to resolve it before it becomes something which needs something more involved, like injections or even surgery to resolve it. So go and get checked out by your podiatrist. There's a bit of a theme here, isn't there? All of these things. You need to go and see a podiatrist, basically. The final one, day number 12, uneven wear. Not talking about your feet now, I'm talking about your shoes now. Your shoes will show if your feet are working abnormally. So I want you to take your shoes and have a look. Is there uneven wear on the heels, more on one side than the other maybe? Is there uneven wear on the forefoot? And particularly here, I'm looking to see, well, is there more wear under the big toe where you're supposed to be pushing off powerfully? Or is there wear pushed over onto the little toe area, in which case that can suggest that something maybe not quite right with the way your foot's working. Particularly as well, if you're getting circular patterns in your foot, that's a suggestion that your foot is twisting as you're walking. There's lots of things that can be going on. I don't expect you necessarily to be able to do a diagnosis because you're not the expert. Who is? The podiatrist. Go and get checked out by a podiatrist and take a pair of worn shoes with you. We always ask people to bring that with them to our practice when they come. Bring a pair of worn shoes so we can see the wear marks on them. It tells us a lot about the way you're walking. And if there's a problem, we'll usually expect you to look into the way you walk and we do some gait analysis on that. That is it. That is the top 12 tips that I've got for you this Christmas time. And I hope that it's going to help you to really get off to a good start with knowing your feet and knowing what can go wrong with them for next year to make it a fantastic year. We don't just want 2020 vision. We want 2020 foot health as well. So I want you to listen to a song now before we have some closing remarks. And that song is Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas. I hope you enjoy that.
Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Just the same.
That was Chris Rea and Driving Home for Christmas. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you are driving home listening to this, I hope you are having a safe journey, a speedy journey, getting you there to your family and loved ones safely. Maybe you're listening to this later on in the holiday. Maybe you're on your way back home and Christmas is over. Well, remember that the heart of Christmas continues on throughout the year. That little baby, seemingly so insignificant, that changed the course of history. Wow. Anyway, we're here on UK Health Radio and this is the Foot Health Show. So let's finish off with just talking a little bit about what we have learnt so far this show. I went through the 12 different main topics, the 12 days of Christmas topics of foot health for you. Things to look out for and what to do. And you will have noticed as I went through them that pretty much every single one of them, I was saying, get it checked out by a professional. If you think about it, it's probably the wise thing to do, because if you haven't got any knowledge of what's going on, if you haven't got any experience to examine and to diagnose what the problem is, then you really are just taking a bit of a chance. And there are some things which are really, literally life-threatening, and certainly things which can change your ability to do things later in life that really should be checked out. And most of those things that, well, in fact, pretty much every single one of those things that we talked about
if you went along to a podiatrist and had just an initial foot check, a foot health check, they would pretty much cover every single one of those. They would be looking to check your circulation, to check your nerve supply. They would be looking to see if you had any infections that we talked about, to talk to you about the calluses that you may have or corns you may have, the areas of pressure, to look at your shoes to see whether there's any unevenness there, which might suggest that your gait is abnormal. So I suggest for you, if you have not ever had your feet checked yet, why not make it your New Year's resolution to go along to a podiatrist and get checked out?
But where can I go? Who do I go and see? I hear you saying. Well, if you're in the UK, then please do go along to the Royal College of Podiatry's website. That is www.rcpod.org.uk.
And there you'll find a list of podiatrists that you can put in your postcode and find somebody local to you. By all means, if you want to pop along to me, if you're in London or Surrey, or for that matter, you want to just come and visit, then do come along to us. We have two practices in London and in Oxted. And you can find us on circlepodiatry.co.uk. And we'd be more than happy to advise you, to help you. And we even do some remote assessments as well, so we can have a conversation on a video link and talk about what your problem is, possibly, although maybe sometimes the video ain't that good, sometimes we might even be able to see your foot problem on the video link as well. And obviously we're limited in what we can do in that way, but we can certainly advise you on whether or not it's wise to go and see a podiatrist local to you, or whether you want to come and see us. So get in touch with us. You can get in touch with us here at
contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk. That's contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk. Or do go along to our website. You can even book online there. That's www.circlepodiatry.co.uk.
And we will get back to you answering any of your questions and hopefully being able to advise you. But do get your feet checked out. Make sure you start this year knowing how strong a footing you are on. And hopefully we will be able to help you to get on a stronger footing, to be able to
not only survive 2023,
but many years and many decades ahead of you. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for listening throughout the past year. And please continue to do so throughout the coming year. And do share with other people about the Foot Health Show and also all the other shows that appear on UK Health Radio. And please don't forget the Health Triangle magazine, which is available from subscription as well. Go to ukhealthradio.com and you can find on there information about how to subscribe to that magazine, which is brilliant. It's got lots of fantastic topics in there, including a couple of my own, which are footnotes. But there's many others as well. It's not just mine. So do have a fantastic Christmas. Have a wonderful new year and stay blessed, stay happy, stay healthy, and keep those feet moving. Take care. Well, that's all we've got time for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say, have a fantastic week. Keep safe, keep those legs and feet moving, and don't forget to tune in again with your friends next week.